held you with arms that felt so hard. You kept your chin up, I held my guard. Made a prison bed from a life I never led. Let me correct these mistakes you delight in. God, I hope I get it right. I've been practicing tonight. Kid, I hope it holds a fraction of his feeling. If you keep believing, I'll keep on being a ghost in his prison bed, short sheeted and shook dead, looking at lovey.
To the Book to Write podcast, and that was the beautifully titled One Summer Last Fall by Jets to Brazil from their 2000 album Four Cornered Night. And that was a song that came on earlier on this morning. I was taking a walk along the Campion Trail here in Las Colinas, Texas, and it was pretty cold. It was 2 degrees Celsius, but the weather app said that it felt like -2 degrees, and I can confirm it did feel like -2 degrees. But I had my coat and I had my woolly hat and I had my Bose headphones, and I was listening to several tracks. And while I was walking along beside the river, this song came on and I thought, wow, I haven't heard this for years. What a wonderful, wonderful song. And in fact, it took me back, you know, as music often does, it took me back in time. I had been living in South Africa, I'd traveled to the US, and I'd moved back to the UK. And I moved back to the UK in 2001. And the first two albums that I bought when I was there, and I bought them the same time, Orange Rhyming Dictionary by Jets to Brazil, and Process of Belief by Bad Religion. And then shortly after that, because they were already released, Orange Rhyming Dictionary was 1998. Four Cornered Night was 2000, as I've just mentioned. And so I bought Four Cornered Night shortly after. And this song is one of the songs that reminds me of those early days back in the UK, reading Harry Potter and exploring all the old castles and buildings, and delighted to be back in the country of my birth.
Like watching train wrecks and trans by falling stars. They are only needed when they fall apart. Our life without scandal, nearly all routine, is one thing I can count on, waiting at home for me. And I know we aren't that young, but I like who we've become. I don't like feeling frail when I first wake up. I don't like feeling aches and pains whenever I'm not drunk. I guess I'll never really quit smoking cigarettes. I guess I rarely sleep enough or exercise to stay fit. And I don't know how long I'll live, but I enjoy every minute with you, 'cause I just like who you've become. Everyone finds someone, maybe I found you. Everyone finds someone, maybe I found you. I don't like when it's overcast, I don't like when it rains, I don't like when I miss you like light on gloomy days. I don't like to get angry and drive old friends away. I wish she could forgive me for saying what I said. At least I know we still share a bed, and I know where I'll rest my head tonight. It's just a fight, and then it's done. I still love who we've become.
It's The Fantastic Who We've Become, a song that I alluded to in the last episode of the podcast, by Joey Cape from the album Bridge, my favourite Joey Cape album, 2008. And yeah, again, just one of those songs, like a coming of age, mature songs that really just declares we're done with all the bullshit, we're over it, we've seen it all, we've lived it all, and we're kind of happy with who we've become. Or in some cases, we're not happy with who we've become, but at least we know who we've become, and we get on with it. And you know, we, in life, there are things that I always remember seeing a meme on Instagram where it said, if you think that you're useless, remember that some people are lifeguards at the Olympic swimming event. And I guess, unless there's some kind of tragedy, you would never be needed as a lifeguard at a Olympic swimming event. But you could do worse jobs, you know? I mean, you could be the president, the new president of the United States, who's a totally useless, ignorant asshole who has no idea what he's doing and is leading us all to war and arguments and fighting and conflict and mental health issues. And my only hope is that he doesn't make it through the next 4 years. Not that he physically doesn't make it through the next 4 years, just that somehow something happens that removes him within the next 4 years, just so that, again, we can have some peace and calm in our lives. We don't need all the interference. You know, it's a classic thing of any insecure leader. Any insecure leader, they all want you back in the office. They want to know what you're doing at all times, every day. They want to call you randomly throughout the day. They never set up a meeting. They never have an agenda. It's just random attacks, random checks, be in the office, I want to make sure I know what you're doing, because they don't do anything else. All they do is offer some kind of spying type, controlling manifestation of insecure leadership. It's just beyond all hope. Anyway, once again, take deep breaths, and I'm going to take you all the way back now to, I would say, probably, the album is from 1987, but I would say that it was probably 1988, 1989, that I was sitting in the house of my friend, Professor Warren Schmidt, and we were watching the video of this song and this band, and feeling inspired and hopeful in spite of the topic and the subject. But I think it's a very relevant topic, and again, it's one of those things that, working today in a corporate environment where you see suddenly the sustainability issue and the environmental issue has become very trendy, it's something that's always been close to my heart. And this, as I say, was an album released in 1987, and something that we were listening to in 1988-89, and it probably inspired some of our environmental research and efforts. But here is a song called Toxic Trace by the German band Creator, from their album Terrible Certainty. We'll be right back. Everyone can appreciate that, but for those of you who can, isn't that just such a classic thrash metal opus? What a wonderful song. And that part in there that just gives me goosebumps to this day, all these years later. The chorus, the scream, time of suffering for everyone. No one can hide from reality. What a great song. What a great band. What a great lyric. And yeah, it's a shame that so many people have lived like ostriches for so many years with their head in the sand and they were never aware. And it's amazing to me now in the 2020s. That people are suddenly discovering sustainability and you know, the fact that we have 50% of the country and the president who think that environmental change is a hoax. It's incredible to me because having lived in Africa, where these things were being taken more seriously than they are in the so-called most powerful country on earth. And it's quite funny when I see some of the conversations about Greenland with Denmark and someone from Denmark pulled up, well, I think it was one of the leaders from Denmark actually pulled up the country ratings. Where are you as the country, as a country? And I think Denmark is rated 6th, 7th or 8th in the world. And the US is rated 17th or 18th or 19th, something like that. So quite interesting when, you know, the president of the United States kind of saying, well, you're Denmark, you know, you're a crappy little place and Greenland's a crappy little place and we're going to just buy it and we're going to take it over and... You know, Canada's the 51st state and we're going to rename the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Well, actually, guess what? Those countries are rated much higher in terms of places to live, in terms of happiness, than the United States And that's because they seek to make life better for individuals. Not just to try and make themselves rich or to make people rich, wealthy people wealthier. They actually try to make life good for people who live there. And they try to create relationships with other countries that are based on peace and understanding and compromise and sharing, not just we're the most powerful, we're number one, we're gonna pay, we're gonna buy, we're gonna do. This is not Elon Musk. NoFX with the song called Vincent, which is a cover version of Vincent by Don McLean, which was released in 1971, and the NoFX version was released on, well, if you have a CD, it's called Counting Sheep. It's also called 45 or 46 songs that weren't good enough to go on our other albums, and oh, it's just a beautiful song. A song about Vincent van Gogh. I'm trying to think. Oh, if you're... Well, for the Americans, Vincent van Gogh. For the Europeans, Vincent van Gogh. Probably for the Dutch, Vincent van Gogh. But anyway, beautiful song. The original was a beautiful... The NoFX cover version is a beautiful song. I really love that and listen to it quite regularly. It's one of those tracks that as I'm walking around the lake or walking along next to the river, I listen to it and just find those lyrics very emotional, very moving. And it's one of those songs that connects art and makes me realize that art is much more beautiful than pretty much anything else that we have in life. It's certainly more beautiful than sitting in meetings or being involved in business discussions about contracts or budgets or whatever it may be. So that's why these days I, at the risk of my own mental health and my own financial health, try to create as much as I can. I'm at the moment creating literature, publishing books, publishing podcasts, and I also am publishing and whatever you would call it, various videos and so on YouTube. I've created a YouTube channel, The Only Book to Write, and I try to give some 2-minute or 3-minute reviews of books or authors and talk about other things as well, and that will go on, I hope, for a long time. And also just post a lot of little short videos about my walks through the woods or a walk along the lake or capturing the ducks on the lake and just trying to enjoy the beautiful little simple things in life that keep us sane and safe. You know, you don't always have to be buying a house. You don't always have to be getting married and having children. It doesn't necessarily make your life more simple.
The best thing I saw on TV was that SU cop catching a bullet with his teeth. Condoling that I'm Canadian, but your husband was a fuck, they stuck gay.
Song, although the quality may not be the best, was from a collection of unreleased tracks by one of my favourite lifelong bands, Propagandhi, and it's a song called Ochre Everywhere from the album Where Quantity Is Job Number One, released in 1994, and I just love that song. I've always loved that song. It's one of those songs that comes on in my car as I'm driving along. I'll be singing along at the top of my voice, and it really just feels like a great protest song to me. You know, it's it really is about choosing your own path, choosing to ignore the rules to make your own life better. And I don't just mean that in a petty way, you know, like these guys who think that they can just ignore the rules and do all the stupid shit that they do. Just simple things like sitting on an aeroplane and leaving your phone connected at takeoff because you support Donald Trump, so you don't have to behave, you don't have to follow these little rules. I mean, rules like your state, your government has banned abortion, but you know that there's simply no way that you can have a child, there's no way you can raise and support a child, so you choose to go through with your abortion anyway. And that's the kind of in-your-face rule-breaking that this song is about. Not just about, I'm going to drive my truck with no seatbelt because, you know, I don't need a seatbelt. I'm a man. I'm a macho man. You know, that good old thing that we're bringing back in the US of being able to insult everybody and make racist jokes and publish them openly and just be macho men, you know. It's all about fishing and beating people up and cooking meat and being a macho man. Well, no, this song and this band is the opposite of that. And anyway, as we wind down towards the end, because as always, I make my promise to try not to bore you for more than 40 minutes, I'm going to play a song that became particularly relevant to me when I was in Madrid for the first time for the first 2 months, little 2 month project out in 2013. And I was there for an excruciatingly hot summer, but enjoying myself nevertheless once I recovered from the heat stroke and the sun stroke. And I bought an album at the time. I think it was the only album that I bought while I was there in Madrid during those 2 months. And it was by a band from Montreal in Canada called the St. Catharines. And the song is called No Friends.
I've got no friends anymore, just people that I know. Don't call my house no more, I feel like going out. But I stay home, I can, 'cause I don't have no friends. They're doing things with guys that I can't stand at all. They'll say that they change, but then I stay the same. I just wanna stay home, watch Game 5 alone. I don't like puns no more, I don't like the new sound, I don't like anyone, and I don't care at all to talk about your band, your trip to Mexico.
Et c'est la pierre à des chacun qui vient déranger. 7.
And I absolutely love that part at the end there, the goal in the hockey game, which, you know, just reminds me of so many of my weekends, not necessarily with hockey, but with soccer, as it's called in the US, football in the UK. And so many of my weekends spent, and it sounds like he's eating crisps, which of course I would be doing with a bag of crisps, watching the soccer, cheering to a goal or cursing. And I think we even hear a cat in there, which is, you know, something that we all love, something that particularly I love. But anyway, I digress. And thank you, as always, for joining the Book to Write podcast. And I shall see you in the next episode, if we are lucky enough to live that long.